Depending upon the era of discussion or the mindset of the discussant, a review of CAB can either be viewed with enthusiasm or with a significant amount of pessimism. And the enthusiasm began in 1989 with 0036. In 2000, the Prostate Cancer Trialist Collaborative Group did a meta-analysis, and when non-steroidal antiandrogens were used, and that was flutamide and nilutamide available at that time, there was a five-year survival benefit of 2.9% in the patients receiving CAB. CAB with bicalutamide was not tested against monotherapy because the drug wasn't available through FDA approval at the time, but this trial did randomize two different CAB constructs, namely one using bicalutamide and one flutamide. Over 800 patients with metastatic disease were randomized to one versus the other CAB arm, and there was a trend to benefit in survival for the patients who had been on the bicalutamide CAB arm versus the flutamide CAB arm. No single trial as of yet analyzed using CAB bicalutamide, but there is one in process now in Japan, and preliminary data shows an advantage in PSA progression and progression to hormone refractory disease, much too immature for survival. The issue of cost has always been brought up with regard to CAB, specifically with regard to addition of the antiandrogen. This has been analyzed in this particular analysis by Dave Penson, and it shows a overall quality adjusted and overall per year of life gain that's very reasonable within the construct of what we accept from renal dialysis and renal failure patients is roughly $40,000 to $50,000 per year, so it falls well into that algorithm. Now, we discussed earlier with regard to the advantages of benefit and how much of a benefit is meaningful clinically as well as statistically. And I just point out here the benefit of CAB versus castration monotherapy with regard to median survival in patients with androgen-dependent disease and compare it with the taxotere-mitoxantrone trial and androgen-independent disease with regard to relative benefits, essentially in this very same ballpark. And we've already discussed this particular issue, namely the absolute benefits of polychemotherapy in women with breast cancer being felt to be appropriate in a range of absolute percentage gain that is virtually identical to the CAB versus monotherapy survival percentage gain at 5 years for patients with prostate cancer.